the parable of talents. What is your talent? What is your talent? Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 30 minutes and I'll finish it quickly, all right? But hard to keep a promise like this. Just this one. Anyway, I'll try my best. Go ahead. Thank you. It's a little bit long scriptures, but we'll read it slowly. Sarah, can you read? Who's my voice? Slowly, together.
Okay, let's start.
Again,
it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once, and put his money to work, and gave 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gave 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talents in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
His master.
His master
replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I will have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw the worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that all of us will become the overcomers.
Amen.
That we will win, overcome the world. We will overcome sin. We will overcome the flesh. All of us will become the overcomers to join Jesus in the air.
Amen.
And reign as a king during the millennium.
Amen.
And of course, join Jesus as the bride in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. What number is this?
It's
3.
Okay.
1, 2. Okay. 1, 2. Number 1. Got it. Okay. Okay, if you want to be overcomer, you need to have 2 things. Chapter 25 talks about the overcomer. And last Sunday I talked about the 10 virgins. And out of those 10, 5 wise virgins, they prepared the oil. And they met the bridegroom to join the wedding feast in the air. So the oil talks about the character Okay? So you need to have a character, which is the image of God, and you need to have the ministry, which is the parable of the talent. So you need to have the oil, you need to have the talent, the character, and the authority, and the ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say, oil,
oil,
and ministry.
And ministry.
Character,
character,
ministry,
ministry.
Image of God,
image of God.
Authority of God,
authority of God.
Wise virgin,
wise virgin.
And five talents,
five talents.
You need these two to become an overcomer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your brother, do you want to be an overcomer?
Yes. You want to be an overcomer?
Then listen to pastors, listen to the sermon carefully. Go ahead. Open your heart, open your ears, and listen carefully. Don't open your nose. Blood will come out. All right. So, here's a question that I want to ask all of us today, this afternoon. I want us to think about this one question today. Okay? We just read the scripture. There were one talent, two talents, and five talents. Okay? We may not have five talents like Darby in 19th century, or George Miller, you know, or Martin Luther. We may not have five talents, or like Apostle Paul, not Tolkien, Apostle Paul. We may not have five talents like those spiritual giants. We may not have two talents like missionaries or pastors or whoever. But you have one talent.
Amen.
Nobody is talentless. Nobody is without talent. Everybody has at least one talent. Okay? Please repeat after me. I have one talent.
I have one talent.
But if you use that one talent for God, God will give you two talents.
Amen.
You use those two talents for God, God will give you five talents.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you don't use one talent, it will be taken away. It will be taken away and give it to the one who has five talents. That's God's way of working. So if you have more, God will give you more. If you don't have, and you have one talent, you hide it, then God will take it away. That's terrible, isn't it? So, you and I, today, God has given us one talent. Every one of us, we have one talent. So we need to find out what that one talent is. And the question today is, why this man who had one talent hid the talent in the ground? Why? Why he hid it? That's the question we have to ask, right? Why he hid his talent in the ground? Because later on, we just read the scriptures, we know Jesus rebuked this man with one talent. Right? And it's terrible. It's terrible. Verse 30. Look at this. Verse 30. It's terrible results. A terrible consequence. What's verse 30? And throw that worthless servant
outside.
Worthless servant outside. Into the darkness. Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh Lord Jesus, we read scriptures like this, we gotta say, oh Lord Jesus. But you have to understand, this parable is not talking about non-believers. This parable is talking to the Christians. 10 versions was also talking about the Christians, believers. This parable is also for the believers. Then, some people get mixed up and they misunderstand this scripture and say, if I don't use it, darkness, gnashing of teeth, I'm going to end up in hell. And they begin to fear. They begin to doubt their salvation and have this fear of losing their salvation. And because of that fear, they cannot do anything. It becomes like it freezes them up. That's wrong. That's a temptation. That's a temptation. I want to tell you from the beginning, this is for the believers and not for non-believers. So what is this verse 30 referring to? It's talking about the millennium. During the millennium, all those people who got raptured, they will have, during the 7 years of tribulation on the earth, there will be 7 years of what? Wedding feast in the air. Wedding feast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And after that wedding feast, okay, those who have not used their one talent and hid it, they will go to the millennium, okay? And they will receive very tough training for 1,000 years. And Bible describes as gnashing of teeth. That's terrible. But they will be saved at the end. Their natural institution will come out and they will be saved. They will become gold. God is faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm sure nobody here who wants to go through the tribulation. I'm sure nobody here wants to go through the millennium and receive all this training of being in the fire. I'm sure all of us we desire to reign with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So do you want to reign with Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you want to become an overcomer?
Amen.
I am interested for our church, Overflowing Church, I am interested to raise you up as an overcomer.
Amen.
Not lukewarm Christian, not Sunday Christian, not compromising Christian. I am interested, and God is interested, in these last days to raise the army of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, I am sharing this kind of scriptures, this message to you, for you to be awake, you to arise as a vast army of God, as a warriors of God's kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to rise up as a warrior, not just believer. But we need to become warriors and the holy bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians is talking about the body of Christ, the six chapters. Chapter 5 talks about the bride. Chapter 6 talks about the warrior. If you are the bride, then you are the warrior. Who will fight the enemy, who will defeat the enemy. Because God has already given you the authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the bride is a character. Bride is with the oil. Warrior is with the ministry, talent. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Do you see these two big sides? Two big things that you need to have in order to become an overcomer. Okay, please ask the person next to you. Please ask them. What is Pastor Paul talking about?
What is he talking about?
And you hear the answer. Go ahead. Go ahead, answer. You hear the answer. What did they say? Are they listening or are they dreaming? Okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Very good. Now we're going to go to scripture now quickly, okay? Let's go verse 25. To verse 25. Okay. Read verse 25. Begin.
Slow I was afraid.
No. Verse 25. Ready?
Feel.
Oh, what happened to the outline today? You are still in Hong Kong? Verse 25. I didn't put the verse here. Oh, I'm sorry. This is my bad. But just show me the 25. It's my bad. It's not your fault. It's my fault. 25. Ready? 25. Begin.
So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
Okay? So verse 25, what is the reason this man with one talent hid in the ground?
He was
afraid. He was afraid. Verse 25, my boys. He was afraid. Why believers, they're hesitant to use their gifts, use their talents to glorify the Lord, to build the body of Christ? Because they have fear. It's a fear factor. Fear of man. My friends, we should not fear man, but we should fear God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's find the scriptures now. Proverbs 29:25. 29:25. Yeah. Okay. 29:25. Begin.
Fear of man will prove to be a snare,
but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
Amen.
Proverbs 14:27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from the snares of death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have fear of man, that's a snare. That's a trap. That's a temptation. Fear of man will keep you away from serving God. But fear of the Lord will keep you in safe and give you joy, give you satisfaction, and will guide you into the right way.
Amen.
So we need the fear of God. Amen?
Amen?
When you come to church, you need to come with a heart of fearing God. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
The presence of God, living God is here.
Amen.
The presence of God is here.
Amen.
We should fear God.
Amen.
Not fear man. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you fear man, you lose your boldness and courage to serve the Lord.
Amen.
We serve the Lord, okay? We serve the Lord because we love Jesus.
Amen.
Because we love Him. Mm. We should not be mindful of other people. Listen. When we worship God, we are not in conscience of other people. We are not man conscious. When we are worshiping, we are God conscious. Amen?
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Okay, please sit down. Please sit down. So this fear factor, fear is the issue that we have in our life that we need to overcome. As a pastor, time to time, I also have the fear of men. Okay? What kind of fear? Fear of losing the members. Fear of losing the member. Oh, what if that member go away or leave? And the moment I have that fear of man, then the word of God cannot work effectively in and through me. Then I will lose my position of authority. I will lose the touch of God. My mind is focused on man rather than God. So that's a temptation for me. What is your fear factor? Do you fear man? We need to overcome of how other people look at me. We should be mindful of how God looks at me.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing should keep us from serving the Lord, for using our talents for His glory.
Amen.
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 We should throw away all the fear. Amen.
Amen.
You can have fear of your health. You can have fear of giving, serving. All those fears, again, okay? It can hinder you from serving the Lord. May God give you grace to overcome the fear.
Amen.
Okay, second. He says, this man said, went out and hid your talent. Went out and hid his talent. Okay, why he hid his talent? Talent. There could be many reasons. I wrote some there. Maybe he was lazy. That's why he hid his talent. right? Maybe he was busy. Busy of doing something else than serving God. Maybe he was a shy. Listen, brothers and sisters. Shy is not in the characters of God. When Adam and Eve, when they committed sin, they were shy and then they hid themselves. Okay? Shyness has to do with the result of sin. Before God, we should humble ourselves, but we should be bold and courageous to encounter God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And before our brothers and sisters, we should also be bold and courageous because they're our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shy is my enemy. Amen?
Amen.
Shy is your enemy. Amen.
Amen.
We should never shy. Repeat after me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Well, louder. Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am not a shy.
I am not a shy.
I am bold and courageous.
I am bold and courageous.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Shyness go.
Shyness go.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so glad these days to see my sisters, my brothers, leading this praise and worship boldly. Oh, very nice. Maybe this person hid his talent because the prior priority was mixed up, messed up. The priority. If you have hidden your talent, one talent that God has given to you, you should think today, why I'm hiding my talent? Think about it today. And do not hesitate to dig the ground that you have hid your talent, to dig it and then take the talent out again and use for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you willing to dig the ground today and take the one talent that you hid 10 years ago? Mm. You haven't served the Lord for 10 years? Maybe that's 10 years ago, huh? Or maybe 5 years ago. Maybe 1 year ago. Maybe 2 years ago. I don't know. You dig the ground today and you take it out and use for His glory.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, next, go to the verse. Yeah, same verse. Same verse. Bible says, He hid His talent where?
In the ground.
In the ground. In the ground. What is ground stands for? What is ground? What is the meaning of the ground? Well, Genesis 3:17 says, "Curse is the ground because of you." He's talking to what? Satan, snake. Okay? Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. And it's when God talked to this the serpent, you will have to crawl with your belly. Okay? And because of sin that Adam has committed, the ground was cursed. So, when Bible says, hidden the ground, it refers to the earth. Earthly pleasures, earthly things. Okay? Now, Colossians 3:1, let's read it together. Begin.
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You and I, we have been raised with Christ. We have been crucified with Christ and raised with Christ. Do you believe it?
Amen.
If you are raised with Christ, set your heart
Amen.
On things above.
Amen.
Don't hide your talent in the ground. Don't put your money in the ground. Offer and put it in the heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where your money is, your heart is also. Do you want to tell God, oh God, I love you with my heart. Do you want to tell God, God, I give my heart to you. Don't just say it with your lips. Show it through offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
you know, the tithing, giving tithing to the Lord is to see that God is number one in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing more, nothing less. It's to show that God, you're number one in my life. And if you give tithing, it is not the idea of storing in heaven. No. Bible says, if you tithe, God bless your storage, and it will overflow, and you'll not have a lack. It's referring to your life here on earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, every first Sunday, today's first Sunday, we do vision offering. That is mission offering that we send to the recent missionary. This offering, 100%, is in store in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are giving from your heart. So, this this one talent person hid his talent in the ground, meaning that his heart, his eyes were attached to the ground. When you walk on the street, don't look at the ground, trying to find some coins or some money fell from the pocket. When I was young, living in the countryside, you know those car that shoots the white smoke to kill the germs. They do that in Korea, in a rural place, countryside. So when that car comes and shoots the white smoke, right, we know the sound of the car. Then all the kids are very excited. They come outside of the house. They're hearing that the truck is coming. So when the truck comes, they shoot the big white smoke, and everything is now invisible. You understand? Because of smoke. So there, kids are running everywhere, and then they hit each other. When they hit each other, the coins fall. What I'm talking about? The coins fall. And then so as soon as that smoke is gone, they try to look for the coins in the ground. And we get some coins. We do get coins. That's how we play in the rural place. That's how I play when I was young. Oh, Lord Jesus. When you're walking on the street, hopeless and helpless, or you're tired, you're exhausted, my friend, lift your head up.
Amen.
Lift your head up. Because God is your helper.
Amen.
God is your creator.
Amen.
God is your savior.
Amen.
He can transform. He can help you with anything. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He can help you with anything. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Christ is all-inclusive Christ. In him, there's everything you need. So instead of set your heart on things of the earth, set your heart in the things of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time is already up. Let me hurry up. It's hard to keep a promise with some time. All right. Let's go to the next one. Here is what belongs to now. Okay. So he hid his one talent in the ground, and then when the Lord came, he said, "Here is what belongs to you." Oh my goodness. Now, can you get this now? Can you get this picture? He said, right? He dig the ground. He hid for maybe 10 years. The Lord came and said, here's what belongs to you. Can you get this picture? Huh? Listen, if you tell Jesus, when he comes back and say, "Oh, here's Jesus, the talent you gave me, this belongs to you," you're going to encounter verse 30. Gnashing of teeth. We need to give the talents to Jesus now, not later. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. And let's talk about for a second about belonging to God. What belongs to Jesus Christ? Is it the talent that Jesus gave to me? Only that part belongs to him?
No,
the scripture says we were bought at a price. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:20, let's read it together. Begin.
For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit,
which are God's. Which are what?
God's.
Which are what?
God's.
Your body and your spirit belongs to God.
Amen.
You have been bought at a price. Mm. And that price is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, church. Do you acknowledge this?
Amen.
You yourself have been bought by God.
Amen.
On the cross, Jesus Christ, he ripped off his flesh. Mm. He shed his own blood and water to buy you. Not just part of who you are, but he bought you your entire self.
Amen.
Your entire being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your life belongs to Jesus. Your time belongs to Jesus. Your money belongs to Jesus. Your talent belongs to Jesus. Everything belongs to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Visible and invisible, all belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 28 now. Verse 28. Read it together. Begin. Take the talents from him and give it to the one who has the ten talents. When you are serving the Lord, it is normal for your talent to increase. If you're losing your talents, then something's wrong. As you give your one talent to the Lord, God will give you two talents.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is normal for your talents to grow. Amen. Because what it is scripture says, if you're not using it, God will take it away and give it to the one who has more talents. Amen. Verse 30, one more time. Verse 30, begin. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness. Okay. You and I, we were bought at a price with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are not worthless servants. We cannot be worthless servants. We are proud servants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are faithful servants.
Amen.
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 We are faithful servants. Amen.
Amen.
That means you're going to use your talents to glorify the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. I have prepared. 전사님, 그 하나만 줘보세요. I have prepared a list of gifts, and I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to give this to you, and during your small group meetings, you're going to share about this, and then circle the one, write your name here, and circle the one that you want to serve in this body of Christ. I am interested in the doers of the word, not hearers of the word. If you just hear the word and forget about it, what good is it? God is not interested in just hearing the word of God. God is interested in doing the word of God. Amen? So I know all of you have one talent to glorify God. So do it here, not later. Do it now, not later. Amen? Okay. There are many spiritual gifts. In the worship service, you can do ushering. We have no usher now. Right? You know, when newcomers come, if we have a usher, invite them, welcoming them, you know, with love and with care. That's very nice, isn't it? Hmm? Anything that you read here and you say, huh, okay, this is maybe where I can play in, maybe I can jump in, please circle one or two. And then pastors will help you to serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen? Okay. Now, due to the time limit that we have today, okay, we're just going to break into small groups now. And then have the small group ministry share about the message today. And